This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Now, Sapphic Flicks works with First Nations and LGBTIQ plus communities to tell authentic stories and foster safe working environments. Jamie and Maren founded Sapphic Flicks to work with their communities to tell their stories.
And recently they worked on an amazing promotional film and series of videos for Transform Transwear, and they join us now to tell us all about that. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
Hello.
Now, last week we got to speak to Eli, the creator of Transform Transwear, on our show. What was it like to work with them and the cast of the gender diverse young people in the Transwear launch videos?
It was fantastic. As in our blog, we're passionate about working with our community to tell our stories. So getting to work with a trans and gender diverse founder of a brand and have an entirely trans and gender diverse cast to work with in the film production process was really magical.
Now, who actually came up with the concept behind the short film that was created for Transform Transwear? Was that them?
Was that you? Collaboration between Sapphic Flicks, The Open Arms, and Eli and Simone. So we had initial chats with Eli and Simone, and then we went away, came up with a concept and got it approved by them.
It must be really wonderful to have all those different voices come together and find a pathway using, you know, film as an art form to share that narrative and story.
It was wonderful. It's a really, really special process.
Now, there's an accompanying video. Sorry, accompanying. Wow, that's a longer word than I was expecting. There's an accompanying video chatting with gender diverse folk about their experience with binders. Why is it so important to have these conversations and make them accessible via video, which also has audio, which also has subtitles? Like, it's quite an accessible medium.
Yeah, it was really an exciting aspect of the project to actually talk to the people who were involved as the cast and to really get an idea of not just their visual representation in the media and in the advertising, but to kind of see who they were as people. And I think that's a really important thing, because it's often the diversity of people who wear binders isn't really highlighted. And that was something we really wanted to show, was that people's approach to wearing binders and how they come about wearing them, you know, for different reasons. And it really is just a presentation thing. It's not really about just being trans mask or being a trans man. It's a part of the presentation spectrum. And so we wanted to really put that forward and kind of create that more diverse idea of who it is that wears binders and why they do it.
And having it accessible online was so important, because there's not much media online that people who are questioning, who might be like, oh, I kind of want to wear a binder, but I can't find anyone else talking about what it's like, who has my experiences or similar feelings about their body to me. So having that online in video with audio with subtitles really accessible is very important.
When you were filming it and creating everything, were there things that you didn't realise or think about in regards to the binders or the way they were being presented that you needed to think about when you were putting it all together?
What do you mean by that?
I'm not sure. I just guess I was kind of like looking at it going, well, when you're approaching this, you know, it's great to be able to have something that's so accessible, but people may think one thing and then you need the video to tell you another story from what you necessarily presume.
When we were filming and making sure that it's easy to get lost. I found when I was filming, I was in the director role on set, in just capturing the joy of the participants, just hanging out together. We did a lot of improvisation because it is our community, it is our story. So we did directed improvisation of them hanging out, trying on clothes, feeling good in their binders. And that's just them. That's just them vibing with each other, that joy you're getting off the screen. I almost had to remind myself that this is an advertising video. We need to make sure that we're showing the binders. We need to make sure we get enough shots of the binders and what they look like on and all those things. So I think having our accompanying interview pieces where the cast are wearing the binders and, of course, product photos and all those things definitely help in that regard.
Well, you've done a great job of not just making it promotional, but making it beautiful as well, because it is a really gorgeous looking film. Now, Sapphic Flicks also creates content with First Nations and LGBTQIA plus communities in mind. Why is it important for you to specifically work with these communities to create video content?
Those communities are our community. So I'm a First Nations Wurundjeri person, and we're both queer and trans and gender diverse. So they're our communities, and we are really passionate about telling our stories. So that's why we're quite prescriptive in our, like, this is who we want to work with. We're happy to work in other spaces and with other people, but getting to tell our stories authentically is so important, because especially in a First Nations context and in a transgender diverse context, there has been so many misrepresentations of our stories, of our community, and there's been so many instances of mob, transgender diverse, LGBTQIA plus people feeling unsafe on set, and that comes across in the media. It's not authentic, it's not joyful, and we want to change that.
Yeah,
It's definitely been an experience of going into the film industry as having those experiences and as individuals and coming from our communities and going into the wider film industry, you feel pretty isolated. It is definitely a pretty white heteronormative space, very often highly competitive. It's very stressful at the best of times. And so having that added baggage of your community and your kind of representation being so important to you, and kind of not having that as like given space or given, you know, any kind of really any attention at all, can be pretty demoralizing, especially for us as people who work behind the camera. That's something that goes unrecognized and is just as, if not more important than representation in front of the camera. And so we really feel that we wanted to create that and bring people along with it. In order to, tell those stories.
Well, that's why we're glad that you're sharing your experiences with us today in regards to this, because we really appreciate you doing that. It is really important, and we know how important it is for that authentic communication to be grounded in your community and your stories.
Now, I just want to confirm, you're just a two-person team, so everything from capturing the video, audio, direction, everything, editing, is just the two of you.
Yes, for Transform Transwear, we did contract out a larger team who are also transgender diverse. So we had Flick Cine behind the camera, Han Palmer on the lighting, with an LX assistant. Jamie did the editing. I did the director role for the day. We had a wonderful trans costume designer, and so we expand our team on a project basis, and then we come back to just us. But yes, regularly it is just us doing everything.
That's amazing. Okay, so you are the heads, but you've got more hands if you need it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you want to get in touch with Sapphic Flicks, you can check them out at Sapphic_Flicks on the socials or on their website, sapphicflicks.com. Thank you both so much for joining Dean and I this morning on Joy Breakfast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and it's 16 minutes to 9.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.